Well, as you've heard now, the Baird government's poles and wires legislation allowing a 99-year lease of 49% of the New South Wales electricity distribution network passed the upper house at about 10:30 last night. The legislation had already passed the lower house. Michael Baird said, "I'm delighted that the Legislative Council passed the bills to enable a 99-year lease of 49% of the poles and wires." He said, "I'm proud of the people of New South Wales. They stared down the most vicious scare campaign in living memory and chose a path that will make the lives of future generations more convenient, enjoyable and productive. A lease agreement covering 49% of New South Wales's electricity distribution network could reportedly now be finalised within a month." But I have to say, the longer I go and the longer I'm commenting on these things, the more I just find absolute revulsion towards these entities called the upper houses and the Senate. We elect people to govern, and then we elect upper houses and senates to make sure they can't. So these bills have passed, yes, with the support of Fred Nile's Christian Democratic Party, but that support has come with what I see as fairly stringent conditions. Amendments were added to the legislation which will protect electricity network workers' jobs by guaranteeing those jobs for 5 years and ensuring generous redundancy payments. Now, saddling potential purchasers with limitations on who they can fire and expensive redundancy payments will clearly reduce the price that New South Wales will get for the poles and wires. And part of the problem which led to the privatisation was indeed the feather bedding within the employment structures of the electricity industry. So the Baird government says these conditions will strip at least $300 million from the value of the sale. I would have thought it would knock a little bit of interest out of the ring as well. That said, it is an important hurdle. It's a correct hurdle. It's been cleared. And full marks must go to Michael Baird for his capacity to negotiate this.